With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. In court, a man accused in a 2025 fatal crash that left cyclist Per Undheim dead heads to court. Anthony Berry pled not guilty on Friday to charges of causing death by dangerous driving, driving under the influence, causing death, and dangerous driving. The matter is scheduled for trial in February. Mr. Berry remains on bail. A grand court jury is expected to hear drug importation allegations against Radman Jr. Samuels in October. He denies importing ganja and cocaine in connection with a 2024 seizure in Cayman Brac. Authorities reportedly recovered 546 pounds of ganja and more than 9 ounces of cocaine during the operation. And a teen is due in court later this month after being charged with multiple offenses connected to a string of vehicle thefts between February and July. Investigators say stolen vehicles are often dismantled, modified, or used in other criminal offenses, and are asking the public to report any information that may assist in ongoing investigations. MPs supported a $1.05 million supplemental appropriation to cover the costs of government's expanded summer school program.
The program has steadily expanded in both scope and reach. Members, the results of this program have been encouraging. While we recognize that educational outcomes are influenced by a range of factors, these results provide strong evidence that summer school is making a meaningful contribution to student progress and achievement. Funding being requested today will allow the minister to expand the program to include students from years 1 through 6 and reach approximately 725 students based on an estimated 70% participation rate among eligible students.
While requesting the extra $1.05 million in Finance Committee, Education Minister the Honorable Rolston Anglin said this nearly doubled the 2025 participation rate, prompting a question from Georgetown MP Perlina McGaugh-Lumsden.
Can we identify if this will become a permanent annual expenditure?
Yes, it will.
The expanded summer school program budget includes staffing, transportation, educational resources, program administration, excursions, operational costs, and the provision of student meals. It's Shark Awareness Day, and the Department of Environment's Shark Research Team is teaming up with DART, the Ambassadors of the Environment, and the Ritz for two Jawsome events. Up first, join Dr. Joanna Kohler as she dissects a recently deceased nurse shark.
Learn about nurse shark anatomy, behavior, local shark populations, and dangers to sharks in the Cayman Islands. Bring your curiosity and questions.
That's at 10:30 a.m. today at the Ambassadors of the Environment. Then from 6 to 9 tonight at the Ritz Ballroom, you can spend the evening watching the Tagged and Tracked documentary film, watching demos of research technology, and attend a Q&A where you can ask questions and have fun with the DOE Shark Research Team. The project partners are Darwin Plus and White Tip Logger. And Radio Cayman strives for accuracy in reporting. To clarify, mentioned in our 7 a.m. news, national hero the Honorable Francine Jackson will lie in state at the House of Parliament tomorrow from 10 until 12:30 p.m. Ms. Jackson passed away on July 5th. Her funeral is set for Friday at 4 o'clock at the Wesleyan Holiness Church in West Bay. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. Iranian state media says U.S. missiles have struck the port cities of Bushehr and Bandar Abbas and other targets as Iran and the United States battle for control of the Strait of Hormuz. Shipping data shows traffic has slowed to a two-month low. Oil prices have risen. The benchmark Brent crude is up over 5%. The emergencies chief of the World Health Organization says the true number of Ebola cases in the Democratic Republic of Congo could be 2 to 4 times higher than the official tally. The Congolese authorities say confirmed cases have risen to 1,963. China has expelled a former top Communist Party official in Xinjiang province for corruption. Ma Xingrui is the third Politburo member to be purged since 2025. France is marking its National Day. Emmanuel Macron reviewed the military parade in Paris for the final time as president. Thousands of troops took part in the Bastille Day march. The Prime Minister said the accusation was driven by the far right.